You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
And I will say that he is one of the faces of this new way of doing business, for better or worse. And I like that the Steelers are not as predictable as they used to be, especially when the team doesn't win. Instead of just saying, well, we'll get him next year, at least the organization now appears to have the audacity, the flexibility, the maneuverability, the willingness to do things differently. And I think that that's mostly a Tomlin thing. But I think what Omar does is he goes out there and lets Mike know, hey, we can get DK Metcalf, and this is what we would need to give up. Do you want to do it? Yes or no? There is a team out there that wants George Pickens, and this is what we're willing, they're willing to give us. I think he's more active on that front. I think he's probably got a better relationship with the agents, having done the cap stuff for as long as he did with the Steelers. And so those would be the people he'd be talking to there, the money people. And so he, I think, gets it from that end more than, say, Colbert did, who was strictly a football guy. And I think with the draft, we see him move up and down and get aggressive with that too, if need be. So I'm not going to give him, I can't give him an A, Chris, as GM so far, because they haven't won a playoff game. But I like what he's done compared to what Kevin Colbert did in the last few years. So that's where I'll start with my breakdown of Khan as GM.
Do you rate him based on who they draft or no?
Well, that is a great question. It's his job is a tough one to evaluate, in my opinion, because I think he works for Mike.
Well, then I don't really know why, like, your initial reaction to this is, you said he's the face of the new way of doing things, but you said that the guy who is the oldest face in the building, basically, other than Arts, yes, is still the one doing the things differently.
Yes, he is.
So he's really not the new face of Jack Squat.
He's the Robin to Mike's
Batman. If this is Mike's fiefdom, then it's really not changed.
But Mike has more power. And
because Kevin is not there
because
anymore.
Because Kevin is not there
but
anymore,
but I think one of the correct criticisms of the late Colbert era, I saw Ryan Scarpino, former Steelers PR guy, kind of lamenting how, like, the young people on Twitter have acted like Colbert was a hack GM, which is a ridiculous thing to say. He had a very great start to his tenure, and I think his last couple years were not great. I think that's fair, and a fair, balanced way to look at it.
Yeah.
But if, like, the biggest and I think accurate complaint was that Mike and Kevin saw too eye-to-eye on things and didn't challenge one another, then really, I don't know how anything would have changed. If Mike consolidated some of that power, and that's what you believe, then it's just Mike, of his own volition, has charted this weird, different course. And that Kevin would have presumably gone right along with it, had he still been here. So, like, a lot of that, when you say it's hard to rate Omar, yeah, I mean, if you believe that Mike is judge, jury, and executioner, and that all Omar is doing is supplying him with the information, well, then the thing that you said there that makes him most different from his predecessor is, he's better with the agents. He's got more of a background on the money side, and that's it.
I think Kevin had more say in the draft, and I think he had more say over football moves. I think it was probably, like, if I'm going to give percentage on things, I would say it was 60-40 Mike. Okay. And now I think it's more 80-20.
Okay. I mean, I guess I have a hard time rating Omar right now. I have a hard time saying I don't think he's like ushering in a new era. I think the Steelers are being more aggressive, and that might just boil down to Omar is better at doing what you exactly laid out there, finding what actually does exist for the Steelers to pursue and then giving Mike the options. Like, it is easier if you have somebody working the back end who can tell you, actually, this is feasible. If you want to do it, we can do it. This is what it costs. If you think that that might have hit a roadblock with Kevin where he would have gone, ah, Mike, we're not going to go get that guy. Like, and it would have just been those two buddies talking. Okay. If you I can understand where you're that differentiated.
If you were writing the article for our website, yes, on this extension, and you're trying to like sum up in a paragraph or a few sentences the Omar Khan administration, you would say that he has overseen a wholesale philosophical change. And he has been the GM during what has been the splashiest period of Steelers player acquisition since the 1960s.
That second statement rings a lot truer, and I don't want to get in the weeds here, so I'm really not going to try to get pedantic about this. But has he overseen it, or has he just executed formally? Like, in the is he the front man executing what Mike wants to execute?
Yeah, I think he's that.
Okay, then that. But do you understand why I am trying to suss out the difference,
yes,
between him being the guy technically executing the moves and the guy that you think is still running the
show?
But
it took a general manager change for that to happen.
Why then is the question? Because Kevin just wasn't as interested in even pursuing down that Kevin's 40%, difference made all the difference.
Because
here,
the Steelers from when Kevin, before Kevin got here to when he took over as GM, had a formula that worked. So they didn't deviate from it.
Well, for the majority of Kevin's tenure, once they got Roethlisberger onward for the next how many years? 15 years, basically. They didn't worry about the quarterback position. It wasn't a thought. And so they could set about applying the formula that you're describing here and finding players that fit that formula, and the quarterback's going to make a lot of it
better. Well, right,
better.
But even before...
But now they're in a brave new world of, trying to find that player.
I know, but even before Roethlisberger got here, in 2001, they were in the AFC Championship game. In 2002, they were a kicker away from being in the AFC Championship game his first couple of years. He adhered to, and I think it was also set from the Rooney family, and he executed that, which was, all right, you know, we draft players, we're minor players in free agency, with the exception of like the James Ferrier move, which, by the way, was not like they spent gobs of money on
it. It was not seen as like, oh my God, can you believe the Steelers got involved
in
the
super smart
sweepstakes?
It shrewd move.
Turned out incredibly well.
Now, like, they are making the biggest free agent signings.
They're more like the LA Rams now. The F them picks era of the LA Rams. They act more like other teams, but what have you gotten out of it?
But as you pointed out, and now other people, I saw Tim Benz basically either steal your idea.
I might have stolen it from Benzie. You never know. Depends on what the idea is.
Well, he said that they're not all in.
I think that's just two trains running on the smart parallel
track. They're not all in because, yes, they're building a team around a 41-year-old quarterback, but they didn't mortgage years of future football with draft picks and stuff to try to win right now. They're trying to have it both ways where they're putting eggs in this basket, but they also have tons of picks in next year's draft. They didn't give those away to try to win this year.
I guess this is where I kind of level out on this. If you take the Steelers love to try to obfuscate who actually makes decisions. That goes back well into the Colbert tenure, et cetera, probably even when Cowher was there. They don't want anybody to be the one person who made a decision. It's always a big group think session. If you take at face value, though, that the general manager should be the one ultimately judged on who the personnel that they're bringing in is and not the head coach, even if you think the head coach is behind the scenes pulling every lever, then he has done things in a much more interesting and different way. Like, he has put his stamp on them as a team that is not going, that has broken and deviated from their traditional course. And that is how I would define or describe the first 2+ years of his job.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.